The acting UN humanitarian coordinator in South Sudan, Marie Helen Vanny, says agencies in South Sudan did not expect a huge influx of returnees and refugees from Sudan. She says aid agencies have so far recorded more than 320,000 returnees and refugees who have entered South Sudan since conflict broke out in Sudan mid-April, adding that thousands of families continue to arrive in South Sudan every day. Vanny says a majority of the new arrivals need urgent humanitarian support.
And the problem with that is that as the weeks go by, people arrive with less and less resources. Their health has been more and more impacted by the situation in Sudan. And we're seeing rising rates of malnutrition, especially among children arriving from Sudan.
UN OCHA says the Sudan conflict has worsened the humanitarian situation in South Sudan, which is characterized by food insecurity, flooding, and intercommunal conflict.
The Sudan crisis has stretched a humanitarian response in South Sudan very close to breaking point. And with no end in sight, a global decrease in humanitarian funding and more new conflicts breaking out around the world, humanitarian partners are increasingly forced to deprioritize even life-saving activities.
She says the influx of returnees and some refugees has impacted lives of some South Sudanese living in the northern half of the country. James Kea Nimro is the executive director for the national NGO Universal Intervention for Development Organization, or UNIDO, which operates in Lair County of Unity States. He says local and national NGOs are unable to provide much-needed support to the returnees and refugees due to funding shortages.
So the situation is really bad, but there has been no other opportunities, there has been no windows for this returnee to be supported. At the point of national NGOs, it has been a huge challenge because even people come to our facilities, we are unable to respond to them. And this is because we do not have any reserve fund.
The United Nations says disruptions in cross-border trade due to the ongoing conflict in Sudan have led to increased prices of essential commodities, including food, in the country's northern states, where a majority of the new arrivals are settling. For VOA News, I'm Charlton Doki in Juba.